Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Mid, Laws of Circumcision, in the book of Hava, the Sefer of Love, which in this part we discuss regarding the actual Mila itself. As Rambam gets a halacha regarding the mail and the tools that the mail uses. So Hakol Shein Lomel, everyone is valid to do the circumcision. Bafilo Aral, even someone himself is uncircumcised, which must be talking about someone that his brothers died because of Mila, and he doesn't have the strength yet. Because or else, definitely, he would be someone who doesn't keep the Jewish faith if he's not getting circumcision. But even if he's uncircumcised, but ever or a slave, but Israel, woman, but cotton, and a minor, even if he doesn't have intelligence, he doesn't even know how to focus for the purpose of the mitzvah, Malan, they could do the circumcision, but Makam Shein Shamish, if there's no man who could do it. But a Gentile, loyal Maklal, is not do the circumcision at all. Now, the Imal, but if he did the circumcision in Sarklaz of Lomashnia, then the person does not have to do a circumcision a second time. Now, Ubakomal, you could do the circumcision with anything. Even with a sharp stone, Uvizchuchis, or a piece of glass, Ubachol Dabashakar, anything that cuts. But one should not do the circumcision with a sharp wooden reed. Because of danger, because the splinters could shoot forth from it when you press it, and it could be dangerous. Now, however, it's an ideal mitzvah to do the circumcision with a piece of metal, whether it's a knife, whether with scissors, but all the Jewish people, the custom is to use a knife, a metal knife. Halacha Beis, regarding the actual process of the circumcision. So, how do we do circumcision? So you cut off the entire skin, that covers the crown of the male organ, which is called the foreskin, until it reveals the entire crown. That's called the mila. Then second stage is, which is called the priya, then you pull away the soft membrane, which is beneath the foreskin, with the fingernail, and you pull it back either side, until you see the actual flesh of the crown of the male organ. And then the third step is, which is called the metzitza, then they suck out by the circumcision, until you take out, you extract the blood from distant places which come over there, they should not come to be danger, because through the wound, the blood in the flesh of the organ gets heated up and congeals, and it could cause a swelling of the organ, so you suck out that blood. But whoever does not suck out the blood, they remove him from doing bris milas. Now, after these, that they suck out the blood, they put on it a bandage, or a tear, or a compress, which is there to heal the wound, and similar types of things, and that is the process of the bris mila. Halacha Gimel, regarding perfecting the mila, yesh tzitzin, there are strands of the foreskin which remain connected to the crown, that are ma'akvin as mila, that hold back the validity of the mila. Then there's certain strands that are not critical for the validity of the mila. Ketzer aso, im nishma ora arlev, remains from the foreskin, or hachefer riv goyve shalatara, the skin that covers the majority of the height of the crown. Hariza oral commercially, so it's considered uncircumcised like he was before. Bizeho erhu atzitzma akim, and that foreskin is considered the strands that are critical, hold back the validity. But if it only remains just a little bit, that does not cover the majority of the height of the crown, that's strands which are not critical, and one does not have to circumcise a second time. Hamol, someone who circumcises, as long as he's still engaged in the circumcision, meaning he did not remove his hand yet from the circumcision, he goes back to perfect it, bein al tzitzin shemaakven, whether for the strands that are critical, bein al tzitzin shemaakven, whether those that are not critical, but parash, should be already separated, already stopped, then al tzitzin shemaakven, then for those that are ma'akib, that are critical, chayzer goes back for, al tzitzin shemaakven, those that are not ma'akib, in the chayzer does not have to go back for. Now, molev, let's say he did the circumcision, meaning he cut off the foreskin, but believe parash emil did not pull back the membrane that's beneath it, kilaymol, it's as if he did not do a circumcision. Halacha hey, katan, a baby that his skin is very soft, umeduldul, and it's hanging. Or he was very fleshy. In either one of these cases, it looks like as if he's not circumcised, because it's like hanging something. It looks like as if there's a foreskin. So we see this baby at a time when he has an erection, which is significant because then the flesh stretches out. Imnira shumal, if you see him in that state and he looks like he's circumcised, because then everything gets taut and pulled back, then in Zarkal, you don't have to do anything with the baby. Now, but Zarkal is sakin is abasim mekam, but you have to fix up the flesh on either sides, nimanas ayin, because of the appearance to the eye that people should not suspect him that he's uncircumcised. Now, ve'im be'eshe is kashali nirmal, but let's say even during an erection, then the baby does not look like as if he's circumcised. Then chayzrin v'kaitzin es abasam adulim mekam mekam. Then you have to go back and cut off the flesh that's hanging on either side. Atchateida ha'tara galuy beis kishur, that as long as you'll be able to then see the crown revealed at a time of when it's hard. But davar zeh medibur sefer, and this halacha is from rabbinic law. I'm not sure, but really from biblical law. Afa pishul karl, even though he seems like he's uncircumcised, ha'yilamol, since they did the circumcision in itzad limul pam shnei, you don't have to do a circumcision a second time. Halacha vav. Regarding doing circumcision on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Eisen kol tzorchei mila b'Shabbos. You do all types of circumcision on Shabbos. The mullen, the circumcision, the upayrin, the pulling back of the membrane, umeitzin, and the sucking out of the blood. All three parts. And the chayzat tzitzim akvin, even go back, if you finished already, to go back for those strands that are critical, even though you already had separated from doing the mila. Now, but regarding the strands that are not critical, there you would only go back for it as long as you did not pull back and separate from doing the mila. And the nice and less espalonis, you put on the bandage. Now, a machshir mila, but regarding preparatory acts of the circumcision, in the dechen of Shabbos, that will not push away the prohibitions of Shabbos. So, ketzah haso, harish lematzu sakin. If let's say they didn't find a knife, in nice and sakin of Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the knife on Shabbos, which would require malachas to be violated. For them, maybe nice and makam makam, neither could you carry it to bring it from place to place. But even the alleyway that the one does not have an eruv, which is only from rabbinic law, prohibiting to carry from the quarter to the mavay, if there's no air between them, I'll bring it from one quarter to another courtyard. And the ein eruv midivrei nitcha, what that tells is that even the rabbinic law of eruv does not get pushed away, of bringing the knife for the bismillah. However, since you could have brought it from before Shabbos, even the rabbinic prohibition is not going to be pushed away for the preparatory acts of the circumcision. We're not allowed to grind the herbs, which is used for the bandage. You cannot heat up the water, which is to bathe the child before their circumcision. You cannot make the bandage, because all these could have been prepared from before Shabbos. Mix together the wine and the oil, which was used also as some type of put on to the area. Now, let's say the cumin was not grinded from before Shabbos. So what you could do is, you could chew it with the teeth, which is, will grind it that way, and then you could put it on, because whatever you could deviate a malacha on Shabbos, how it's usually done, then you deviate. And so to be mlitor of Yayim Hashem, if you did not mix the wine and the oil, so nation zelatzma, you put on each one separately. Zakal, this is the rule. Kol she'ef shalat soysim ev Shabbos, whatever you could do from before Shabbos, in the dechad Shabbos will not push away the prohibitions of Shabbos. Am shachach, but if someone forgot, lechina machshirin, did not prepare these preparatory acts, okay, then it's too late, you can't do it, because Shabbos cannot be overridden for that, and it gets pushed off for the ninth day for Sunday. So they circumcised the child, the baby, on Shabbos, but what happens if and then the warm water, which was to bathe the baby, the area of the bris milah, the water spilled out, or the herbs that you need to use, the medication to put on the milah, got dispersed. Now you don't have it. So oisna hakol b'Shabbos, all these things you could do and you'll make it on Shabbos, and even though it requires malachas, because now it's dangerous to the baby once the circumcision was done. Makom shedarkan laharchetz hasakot, a place where their norm is to, they bathe the baby, to strengthen the baby, machitza noisa b'Shabbos b'yam hamilah, you bathe the baby on Shabbos on the day of the circumcision, bein lefnei hamilah, bein la'ach hamilah, whether before the circumcision or after the circumcision, even on the third day after post the circumcision, shechalis b'Shabbos, it falls out on Shabbos, where then actually the child's as at his weakest in the dangerous situation. So, and that's ben rechitzes kol gufo, whether bathing the whole body, ben rechitzes milo, whether if you're only washing the area of the circumcision, and ben mechamet shulchan b'erev Shabbos, whether it's hot water that was heated from only erev Shabbos, ben mechamet shulchan b'erev Shabbos, or even hot water was heated on Shabbos, which that's specifically going on the case of bathing the area of the Mila on the third day, because that's dangerous, so therefore will violate these halachas for that. Halacha test, let's say they forgot, and they didn't bring the knife from before Shabbos, and everyone's waiting to do the Mila on Shabbos. So you could tell a Gentile, to bring the knife on Shabbos through a alleyway that there's no Erev, because that Isser is only rabbinic, and for the purpose of Mila, it's permitted. As long as you don't bring it through a public domain, which would be a malacha deraisa. which calls over the rule is as follows. Called davar shasiyas b'shabbos, anything that doing it on Shabbos asur leinu mishum shavuos would be forbidden on us only as a shavuos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, which is carrying without an erev, let's say, where it's only rabbinically prohibited. Mutu lanu loy malagoi lasay saisa, you're permitted to tell a Gentile to do it. The Allah says mitzvah is to do a mitzvah in its designated time, which is what's called a shavuos to shavuos. The telling the Gentile is rabbinic prohibition, do it himself rabbinic prohibition. But makam mitzvah, as we have over here in the bris milah, that's permitted. Now, but anything that's forbidden for us to do because of a biblical prohibition, the asalon nulem legal says b'shabbos forbidden to tell a Gentile to do it on Shabbos is the isra of a mila akim, which would not be permitted even for the bris mila. Alchayud machshir mila, regarding the preparatory acts of the circumcision, afil bezman, even in his designated time on day 8, ein adoichin esi yamtiv, also does not override malacha on yamtiv. However, efshal asoysim ev yamtiv, because since you could have done it from before yamtiv, and the kavuchim advarim, so therefore there's a kavuchim over here. If the preparatory acts of the circumcision do not override a shvus, which is only from rabbinic law, how could override a negative prohibition in the Torah? So therefore you cannot do malacha on Yom Tov, but we said even on Shabbos you can't do Issa D'Rabbanan. But you could grind the herbs on Yom Tov. Why? Since it's fit to use for cooking in a pot, which Eichel Nefesh is permitted to be done, so therefore, although you're doing it for bris milah, once it's permitted for eichel nefesh, it's permitted also for this, for the mitzvah of milah. And so to a turfan l'yam b'shem, you're allowed to mix the wine and the oil, because even though on Shabbos, it's only would be forbidden rabbinic law, because it's gzeir shechikas amon, you're not allowed to grind, you might come to grind herbs, and yet it's permitted because of the tzrachim of the milah.